The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
All right, we are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this 25th day of May, 2010. Almost half of the year is burned up. Are we having fun yet? And I misspoke. I called Dave in Arizona, Joe, when we were going out of break. Dave? What? I called Joe Tony. Oh, whoever the hell's on the line. Oh. Anyhow, was there anything else, sir?
No, thank you very much. Keep up the good work, guys. Oh,
okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Now can you update my screen so I'm not calling Joe, Dave, or Tony, Joe, or whatever? God, you can't even pay for good help nowadays. He says he's great. Yeah, I'm glad you don't have a microphone in front of your face. Okay, now, who is up next? Dave in Arizona. Okay, Dave, I'll get back on track here.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
Great to speak with you guys. Question, if I could, for Bob about the economy.
Do you have an hour and a half for that response?
No, nothing like that.
Oh, okay.
It's just in the last short term here, we've had a big sell-off on equities, commodities, and a destabilization of the euro. Are these just attempts to strengthen the dollar?
Well, that's a good question, and as I said on the program last week and the week before, that I had discovered in March that since last October that the major banks had been buying the dollar hand over fist anywhere between 74 and 78 in the USDX, and now, of course, it's over 86. So they had inside information. They knew that the pin was going to be pulled on Greece. They knew that the euro was going to come under terrific pressure. And I think a good part of what we've seen has been planned in order to strengthen the dollar. And I think they know it's only temporary, but they still have to do it. They can't let it slide down. And they do want to bring about the collective devaluation of many currencies against one another, and also a default on loans. I mean, the sovereign debt is unpayable, and it's just a terrible mess, and the banks and others who hold all this paper probably would go under if something wasn't done to multilaterally handle it. So I think this is the direction that they're pushing. And I think they found that the euro did not suit their needs. And I think they're very disappointed in the outcome of the European Union as well.
Okay, Dave, hold on a second. Thanks. We've got to take this three-minute break. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal Offshore Law Firm based in Guatemala have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account in a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong. Access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you could even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the script through us. So come visit us at panamalaw.org. That's www.panamalaw, one word, panamalaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Thank you, Tom, for sending over public service questionnaire. I will have that uploaded, and that will be on the webpage. Thank you for that. Dave in Arizona, did you have a follow-up or clarification?
If it's okay.
Go ahead.
I'd like to ask Robbie a question.
Yes.
About silver manipulation.
Yeah. Can I ask a question here?
Sure.
Why does everybody just want to talk to me and then I ask the question or these guys?
Well, I could ask you, John.
No. Just don't ask me. If you can ask him, just go ahead and ask him.
Okay.
That's why they're here.
We all know that J.P. Morgan Chase has a huge short position on silver, and they're manipulating the price, which was proven by McGuire, who actually told the SEC the day and how much it would be shorted. Are they going to do anything about it?
Probably not.
And why not?
Well, it's
because our government's corrupt.
Well, but we all know that, but why wouldn't they? Why would they want to not?
They don't want it to stop.
Well, you've got to understand, we get back to what is trading all about. There are two sides to each trade, willing buyer, willing seller.
Mm-hmm.
And my speculation, which nobody has addressed, obviously, is that J.P. Morgan most probably has a number of clients that are in the manufacturing business that need silver in order to produce a product. and it behooves them, obviously, to keep these short positions on silver in order to keep the price at a level that the manufacturers are happy with. Where the problem is going to start arriving is when those manufacturers start to have problems in acquiring the metal. That's when that whole ball of wax is going to go. As a matter of fact, coming up on my show, Eric Sprout gave an interview to Canadian network news show last week, where he addresses the J.P. Morgan silver short position. So if you stick around for the flip side, short little 10-minute interview he gave to Canadian Business News Service.
Well, and I don't see them doing anything about that, because what is silver leveraged 100 to 1? If they brought that in line and they really demonstrated that the precious metals market is seeking a sane level and that being the new normal, that would give the wrong signals to the cheerleaders for Wall Street that, we got a little slight market correction, but now's the time to buy stocks because what a good deal.
Well, I mean, if they lifted that short position in that video that came out last week from the National Inflation Association, they pegged silver at where I think it would be realistic for silver to be at this point, at $72 an ounce.
Boy, you just made a friend of mine very, very happy. Yeah. At any rate, Dave.
Well, that's where
thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
And I think Bob would concur with $72 an ounce.
Absolutely. And I think that that was a kind answer, citing the Users Association. The real problem is the government's the one that's short, and Morgan's acting for them. So, under the working group in financial markets, Morgan can't be cited for manipulating the market if our federal government is having them do it for them. And so the government can legitimately, under that notice, so to speak, manipulate the market. And so Morgan says, hey, we're just acting for them. This is what happened in the suit by the coin company in New Orleans against Citigroup and others. And Barrick said, hey, we're selling forward in the market because we're working with the United States government. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And let's not forget that when Lehman Brothers went down, Lehman Brothers was holding a very large portfolio short silver, which was inherited by Goldman Sachs.
All righty. Dave, I thank you for your call. Let's go to Thomas in Georgia. Hello, Thomas.
Hey, John. How are you doing? I really have been for many months on end. I look forward to Tuesday so I can hear you, Robbie, and Bob Chapman. And I want to say something to Bob. He is way more chill, relaxed, and jokes around, and you know, you guys have fun on this format as opposed to when he's a guest on other shows, and I really do enjoy that aspect of Bob.
Well, and I think, Bob, I think I never asked you this question, but we have you on, I think this is the longest program that you do, 2 hours a week. And if we had not injected a little bit of humor, and, well, we all know each other, we've learned each other's ways pretty well over the last, I don't know, 4 years. But it's a little bit more relaxed, and I like it that way.
I enjoy it. I enjoy it.
Yeah, who says bad news can't be fun, huh?
Exactly. I guess, you know, the thing that I've been looking at, I read George Yer's column, his Urban Survival Daily Updates every day, and I've been, you know, looking at the WebBot project that Cliff High does for, you know, a few years now. This oil thing appears to be a lot bigger than what you'll generally, I don't watch TV, so I don't know what Fox News and all that crap tells me, but
they had, you know, live pictures today.
Yeah, the mainstream media is really downplaying this oil, you know, the chemical crap, that core exit that the BP is using as a dispersant, which is evidently a lot more toxic than the oil is itself. If the whole Gulf of Mexico, which it appears to me, is in the process of being completely destroyed, you know, what is that going to mean for our country? You know, not just the world, but for, you know, our country, in a revolution. You know, things are already, you know, the economy is already more or less tanked and done. We're just going through the motions.
Well, just
to, I just want to know what you guys' take is on this. You know, George Ure, he's been talking about it quite a bit every day, and it really is scary. And to think, you know, I read reports, you know, about possible evacuations, and just, you know, what this means.
Yeah. Guys?
Well, you know, any kind of dislocation, unfortunately, is very good for gold and silver because it feeds on problems, gold being the ultimate currency or money. And I think these people in Washington and New York City are well aware of this, and that's why they continue to suppress, because they don't want people to think that there's a problem out there. Of course, there's a problem, but people are so susceptible to propaganda, we'll say half the population, that they just keep on playing the same game against the public. And I quite frankly think this was a false flag operation.
I'm beginning
There's no reason to happen what happened.
Well, but I've looked at it as well, Bob, and there have been people that have suggested that this is going to serve higher purposes. But I don't know. As I look at this situation, I think BP, they took shortcuts. Transocean argued, and that's a matter of record now, that we're telling them, hey, look, this ain't looking real good. BP was pushing them to get the well into production. Having said all that, they were right on the ragged edge of the new technology of this deep drilling. You know, not only going a mile down to the bottom of the Gulf, but then you're going tens of thousands of feet down into the Earth's crust. Everything had to be lit or perfect, and hopefully nothing goofed, but there were systems that weren't brought up online, systems for emergency purposes that weren't workable, and I think it was more of a matter of greed. Let's get the stuff going, and, you know, safety regards be damned. I don't see any grand conspiracy here. I just see the greedy oil people once again do what they do best. Screw up and make a hell of a lot of money.
Regardless of whether it was a false flag or it's just greed accident or whatever, like, I mean, this is turning out to be pretty huge.
It is.
I mean, it's this to me is probably the biggest event since 9/11.
Well, I would have a suggestion.
Not to be that way.
Yeah, I'd have a suggestion for people. Don't go to the Dead Lobster and order the shrimp. You know, I'm not going to be eating shrimp for quite some time.
I said it was a North Korean submarine.
Koreans did it.
It's just sad to see.
It is.
You know, all these events building up and. It's just, yeah, I just keep wondering, where is it going to end?
Tom, here's the real tragedy. The real tragedy is that the oil rights were bought by British Petroleum. You know, that little Gull Island thing that's got enough oil up there to power this country for the next 200 years?
Yeah.
Plus, we've got the Bakken's, or whatever they're calling that field in Montana. Huge, bigger than what Saudi Arabia ever thought about having. Before they dip their little drinking straws into the sand over there to pull oil out. But what I'm saying here is that, you know, there is no reason for BP, and who's got the contracts and the oil that they were bringing up, was it to be sold to U.S. markets? But BP's sitting on our salvation up there on Alaska. And why ARCO sold the rights over to BP is beyond me. But, you know, what are we going to have to do here?
It's like Dutch Royal Shell's, owned by Queen Beatrix primarily.
Yeah.
And I believe BP is probably primarily owned by the House of Windsor, Saxe,
Rothschild,
whatever you want to call them, Rothschild. I mean, it's definitely linked to devious people that don't have our interests
well, no,
in any way, shape, or form.
Well, somewhere down the line, we get benefit off of it after overpaying for their service and crossing our fingers that they don't screw it up. This is going to make the Exxon Valdez look like a little, tanning lotion exercise on the beach. We'll be back.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Yeah, we're already 45 seconds into a bumper that we shouldn't be in. They always sidetrack me during the breaks.
Where is that special?
You know, that's what I was just going to say, Bob.
Robbie's evading it.
I know.
Get it while you can.
Get it while it's hot. The Bob Chapman steal of the day.
20 franc Swiss Helvetia. Minted between 1897 and 1930, contains 0.1867 ounces of pure gold. Another company out there that shall remain unnamed.
Gold Line?
Sells it for $475, but we don't charge you that here.
Let me guess.
Okay.
$260.
$275.
$275.
I was going to say that.
Gold's over $1,200, unfortunately.
But Gold Line sells that for 400.
470.
Isn't that disgraceful?
What the hell's wrong with these people? How do they sleep with themselves at night?
Well, they're going to bring regulation, and that's what's that's what's going to take. And I've known the guy that runs Goal Line for 45 years.
Yep.
Well,
I don't know what he's thinking about.
Well, he's got to pay for Glenn Beck.
Oh, little old Glenn.
Do you know that Glenn Beck, in the last couple of months, has lost 50% of his viewing audience?
Not that
really?
Yeah.
He doesn't care. He's got a guaranteed contract.
I know. So he can run it the rest of the way.
John, what do you think? Why is that?
Well, I think Glenn Beck, it's like anything else in this country. When somebody pops up with a bright little face and they look like the spring flower and they're all fresh and bubbly and they're different, I think people pay attention for a while. Then after they figure out that, wait a minute, this guy's loony. I mean, he'll contradict. Give him enough time, he contradicts everything that he says.
It's amazing.
Well, you know, I have gone on programs where they have status rating during the same time frame, and he and Savage and Hannity and O'Reilly and Limbaugh, I've gone up against them, and I beat all of them. And occasionally I come in second. And so, you know, these guys get paid a lot of money.
Well, I don't know what's happened to his radio show, but his television show definitely has lost half of its viewership. So, but we got to get this the rest of the way out of him. Otherwise, it might slip away and it's never recoverable. Kind of like that oil going into the Gulf. Robbie, what's the rest of that deal?
$275 a piece if you order 20 or more, which comes to $5,500, you will receive 1 year of free subscription to the International Forecaster and a fine ceramic mug courtesy of RBN.
And these are beautiful, uncirculated.
Well, let me give you the bad news.
The bad news?
I only got 150 of them.
Well, you didn't let me finish gussying up here. They're brilliant uncirculated, beautiful uncirculated. In other words, folks, what that means, it's a higher value coin that you can sell for less. You pay a tad bit premium over AU, but AU a lot of times is not even recognizable as to what the thing is. It's just a sales receipt that tells you what it might be. But these are brilliant uncirculated coins, okay? They were never put in circulation for the public. Yeah, they might have a few nicks and maybe a few scratches on them, but that, I mean, if you were minted back in 1890, whatever, how would you look by now? But at any rate...
Now, if you want to buy them all, it'll cost $41,250.
A drop in the bucket.
Whose bucket, buddy?
No, let me tell you something. This is what a lot of people don't understand. The U.S. Mint is about to record probably its best May in the history of gold and silver Eagle program.
Well,
they're going to sell more than 200,000 ounces of gold and more than 3 million ounces of silver this month.
Yeah, that's because they haven't sold but 4 ounces in the last 6 months.
No, they've been breaking. This year they've been breaking records every single month. And we are supposed to get confirmation of fractional eagles, which have been an endangered species for well over a year.
Oh, I don't think I've ever even seen one. 800-691...
Oh, I have.
800-691-7898 to call Robbie. He's only got 150 of the Swiss Helvetas. Brilliant uncirculated minute between 18 what and what?
97 and 1930.
All right. 800-691-7898. Let me see. I've got time here. I don't have time to take a call, but let me do number 11 on the chart of 25. If you think this is an economic recovery, you're either stupid or delusional. According to one new report, the U.S. National debt will reach 100% of gross domestic product by the year 2015. So is that a sign of economic recovery or economic disaster? Number 12, monstrous amounts of oil continue to gush freely into the Gulf of Mexico, and analysts are already projecting that the seafood and tourism industries along the Gulf Coast will be devastated for decades by this unprecedented environmental disaster. In light of those facts, how in the world can anyone project the U.S. economy will soon be stronger than ever? And 13, the FDIC's list of problem banks recently hit a 17-year high. Do you think the increasing number of small bank failures is a good sign or a bad sign?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, let me get a couple more of these out of the way. Otherwise, I'm going to feel rather unfulfilled if I don't get in the whole 25 these 2 hours here. Let me see. The FDIC, number 14, is backing 8,000 banks that have a total of $13 trillion in assets with a deposit insurance fund that is basically flat broke. So what do you think will happen if a significant number of small banks do start failing? Well, they're going to anyhow. Number 15, existing home sales in the United States jumped 7.6% in April. Now, that's the good news. The bad news is that this increase only happened because the deadline to take advantage of the temporary home buyer tax credit, that's a government bribe, by the way, was looming. That expires, I think, on June 30th, if I'm not mistaken. So now is that there's no more tax credit for home buyers. What do you think that's going to do for home sales? That was kind of like cash for clunkers, folks. There's a lot of clunker mortgages out there, a lot of houses. The banks don't want the houses back. But if you know pay, you know get to live in the house. And eventually it'll have to go back. So there it is. Scott in California. Oh, by the way, off-air caller, Bob, don't let me forget this. asked the difference between inflation and devaluation of 30%, and who are the winners and losers in such a scenario?
Well, first of all, I don't think there's any winners. Perhaps the people who own gold and silver, it may make them go up strongly. We don't know that yet. Although I do know that historically, gold and silver have done well and better than they have in inflationary environments. But it's logical to think that governments, if there's a two-thirds devaluation and you owe $100,000, no matter what country you're in, and the value of the currency drops to 32.5 cents on the dollar, you would assume that the mortgage or a loan would drop from $100,000 to $32,500. But the people who control Washington, they want to break the American taxpayer. They want to break everybody in the world so they can force them to accept world government. And so with that said, I don't think that they will change the amount of money that has to be paid back. And all the people with mortgages and loans will go broke. And that's what I think they're up to.
All right. Don in Ohio, you're up. Hello, Don. Don, are you there?
Yeah, I just heard the beep. Okay. I was curious about something about the banks. Now, does a bank have to have a low stock price, like, you know, like a dollar a share or something like that before the Fed could step in, or can it actually have, you know, like a couple, you know, maybe $18 share price and they take over? The FDIC?
Well, it has nothing to do with the price of the stock. It has to do with the balance sheet. It doesn't matter what the public thinks the company's worth, bank is worth. It's, you know, the controller of the currency's in there. And incidentally, they're running 2,000 banks right now. And nice. They're in there, and they're going to say, hey, this one's got to go. And we can't merge it with anybody. The paper's so bad. We got to dump it this week, so it's one of five that'll be done away with.
Have you heard anything about First Merit?
No.
Okay.
No, I haven't, but there are places you can go to check on that. Although
I lost the site. What was the name? I remember
one called Bankrate, but we have a bunch of them here on the computer. If you email us, we'll send them out to you.
And what is your email?
Bob, B-O-B, at INTFORE. CASTER.com. Bob at intforecaster.com.
All right.
And we'll send that out to you. But the bottom line is this. Between merged banks and banks that are going under, there'll probably be somewhere in the vicinity of anywhere between probably 350 and 1,000 banks going down before the year's out. And the FDIC does have money. They got about $90 billion. $45 billion came from a prepayment of dues by the bank members, and the other they had on hand. That figure is erroneous. They do have money, but it's not going to last very long.
I do have one more question, too. I have, I keep getting blank checks from Capital One and Citi where, you know, they want me to take out, up to my credit limit, 0% interest, just a 3% transfer. What gives with that? I mean, you know, I don't think I really have that great of...
Filling one out and see if they honor it. Chances are they won't.
No, they already have. I've done it a few times, and I just did another one today.
Oh.
He's buying more coins. Leave him alone, John.
This is as long as you're not buying any of Robbie's mining stock. By the way, best kept secret out there in Scottsdale, Arizona, Robbie's property sits on top of one of the biggest gold mines. So, Robbie, if you hear digging under your house there at 1 o'clock in the morning, you'll know why.
Incidentally, John, now that you bring it up, Helix's mining property is in Arizona, and it's a real good one.
The main vein is underneath Robbie's house. Thanks for your
call.
Well,
everything's shaking.
Scott in California. Hello, Scott.
Oh, I'm on, huh?
Well, I can put you back on hold.
No.
Okay.
Glad to be here. I want to comment about that traveling with gold. This has come up before, and I'm a merchant marine officer. And after 9/11, I just started traveling with a 20-ounce tube of the American Gold Eagles and a little pouch of those European gold coins, and maybe 40 or 60 of them, and you know, a couple thousand in U.S. dollars and a couple thousand in euros.
So you haven't been arrested for being a terrorist?
No. Listen, that was good advice Bob gave about if you're concerned about any particular jurisdictions to check any restrictions they might have, and what you'll find, it goes from like Dubai. You could fly into Dubai with a steamer trunk full of cash. They just don't have any laws about it. To the UK, where you cannot have more than 14 karat gold, and you know. So my reasoning was that you know, I might find myself on another continent and decide not to come back to the U.S. and I wanted to be able to start a new life for myself.
Well, don't go anywhere because we're going to have one vacancy here. Right. Robbie's going to go to South Africa. So.
But I've never run across any problems at all. The things people are concerned about is that little piece of paper leaving the U.S. You know, about your declaration, and what that has to do with is paper instruments, financial instruments, and negotiable instruments in cash, and
well,
greater than 10,000.
I did a story about a guy who was flying, I believe, to Costa Rica. He had a stopover in Mexico. Was carrying a lot of, he was carrying about $150,000 worth of gold eagles and Krugerrands.
Yeah, and don't tell me he left the country without them?
No, he did. They confiscated it in Mexico.
Yeah.
Now, whether it was because he'd never declared, he was just on a flyer, he was just on a stopover in Mexico.
I quite frankly think, Robbie, that essentially they were stolen.
Oh, well, sure.
And he can get them back because in Mexico you can take in anything you want.
Yeah, but I think more than likely what he never did was he never declared them.
I don't even know what paperwork Mexico needs if you fly into it, so maybe they do have the same sort of form that the United States government has that says, do you have more than $10,000 in cash and negotiable instruments, and maybe he didn't fill that out. I don't know.
Yeah, 'cause gold is classified by the U.S. Treasury as cash. The only thing.
Well, you wouldn't think so because I know people are going in and out of the United States all the time with 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 coins, and nobody bothers them.
Yeah. All right. I appreciate your call, Scott. Let me see. Is my list updated here? Renee in North Carolina. Hello, Renee.
Yes. I'm calling in about the oil spill.
No, thanks. We already had one.
No. Particularly people from South Louisiana, listen up and maybe grab a pen because this information is not getting out enough. I never thought I'd have something nice to say about an attorney, but his name is Mike Papantonio. And he is revealing that there was another enormous oil spill in the 1990s in Saudi Arabia's Gulf. And when you think about it, we can go to Mars. Like, have these people ever heard of a wet vac? Okay? And it's true. This was done before a huge oil spill was vacuumed up. The oil recovered, they estimate, 85% in the 1990s. Now, he also revealed this. The reason that BP is not doing this is all about money. They're letting the wetlands be destroyed and people's lives. Apparently, he said BP has 24 full tankers parked, okay, around the world, full of oil. Okay, so their tankers are full. and they're parked around the world waiting for the price of oil to go up before they want to sell them and unload them. And so it's more profitable for them to do this, okay, is what I got from him, what I understand. And I'm thinking also probably, too, you know the way they do all those futures and shorts and longs? I think it's also tied in probably where they're maybe locked in, I don't know, with some sort of agreements. You know, that stuff gets really technical where, you know, I don't know if they can't sell it now or, you know, because of some kind of agreement or what. But in other words, this situation has been fixed before and can be done again. They keep trying to say, oh, we don't have the technology. Go in your garage and look at your wet vac. Okay? And all they have to do is that on a huge scale, and from what I understand, they even have the technology now to centrifuge it and separate the water from the oil. Now, why the hell isn't this being done? And what really amazes me is because I'm from South Louisiana, and I have been on many a plane on business between South Louisiana and Dallas with many a men flying to catch their connections, okay, to fly overseas to work in places like Saudi Arabia, and this was in the 1990s. How many of those men in Louisiana probably even worked to help to clean up that oil spill in Saudi Arabia?
Well, hold on, Renee, spin down here for a second, because I don't know your analogy here with a wet vac. You know, was it the same type of spill? Was it as deep?
Well, the thing is, you say, I don't know how deep, but wait, they have, just like people don't realize, do you know I even heard today, you know that stuff they shoveling up full of sand on the beach? They're not throwing that away, no. They have the technology, they're going to be separating the oil from that sand. Now, if you can separate it from that mess, you probably surely can get it from the water. But the thing is, you could stick vacuums down into those oil plumes that they have, and suck it up into tankers. They say this worked in the 1990s.
But wait, I heard that BP doesn't have any room on their tankers because they're filled up and they're waiting for the market to go up to sell them.
That's what this Mike Papantonio says. Apparently, he is friends with Bobby Kennedy. I think they maybe do that Ring of Fire radio show together on Saturdays. And I've heard some mention now today. I first heard about this yesterday, and then but it's not really being talked about much. Dylan Radigan did also kind of mention it on his show today. The thing is, why isn't this being talked about a lot? You know, they could save those marshes.
I don't know how, Renee. You know, I've heard a lot of people saying that yeah, they can do this and they can do that. There's a lot of people looking at this, and they haven't come up with an answer yet.
Google secret Saudi oil spill. You'll see where a guy wrote about this.
All right. You have our audience at a disadvantage. Nobody has seen this, but I will look into it.
Secret Saudi oil spill, and they can read where one guy has been trying to get in touch with BP about this.
All right. I will do it. Thank you, Renee. Appreciate your call. Larry in Texas. Hello, Larry.
Hey, John.
Yes.
Hey, I just had a census lady come to the door.
And she let her walk away?
Oh, yeah.
Well, bless you.
She said, I just told her, I said, my name and address, that's all you want to give? And I said, that's right, according to the Constitution.
And she said what to you?
And she says, well, that's your privilege. And she says, I said, well, she says, I'm so fed up with this, but I'm just doing this because I got to have a job. And I hate it because I have a lot of people. And we got to talking a little bit, and I was telling her about your show, and I just had turned it on. I was at the computer this evening. I had a little time, and because I usually listen to archives. So I got on the computer, and I said, you ought to see this. And I went, and I said, oh, just a minute, republicbroadcasting.org. I listened to that. Then I mentioned something, and she says, oh, no, I listened to another program. I said, well, you need to listen to this one. I got about 20 of your cards, And I give them to her, and I said, every time you run a good Patriot, give him one of these cards.
that'll be your insurance policy, that you walk off of the property unscathed.
Yeah. So she said, I'll do that. She said, spend about 30 minutes here with me.
Well, good.
So I got your cards going.
All right. Well, Larry, I appreciate that.
I'm the guy anyway that helped you make them cards. That's my son-in-law.
Oh, okay.
So your wife knows me.
Okay, good deal. Hey, I appreciate it, Larry. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Hey,
keep up the good work.
We will do it.
Watch it all. Listen to it all the time.
Okay. Thank you, my friend.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, we're going to have to enlist some people down in Austin, Texas here in near future. We'll have our guy, the bumper sticker guy that makes our bumper stickers. Oh, what a name for a company, bumper sticker guy. Anyhow, to print up some signs for the new radio station there in Austin, because we want a lot of people listening to it in short order. Back to my list here. Let me see. Number 16, both Fannie and Freddie Mac recently told the U.S. government that they're going to need even more bailout money. So what does it say when the U.S. economy, when the two pillars of the U.S. mortgage industry are government-backed financial black holes that the U.S. government has to relentlessly pour money into? 17, 43% of Americans have less than $10,000 saved for retirement. Tens of millions of Americans find themselves just one lawsuit or one really bad traffic accident or one very serious illness away from financial ruin. With so many Americans living on the edge, how can you say that the economy is healthy? Well, you don't have to say it. You can go on the Obamacare. Number 18, the mayor of Detroit says the real unemployment rate in the city is somewhere around 50%. So can the U.S. really be experiencing an economic recovery when so many still unemployed in one of America's biggest cities? Well, not biggest anymore. Last they heard up there on the tax rolls, 850,000 and dropping. 19, Gallup's measure for unemployment hit 20% on March 15th. This was up from 19.7% 2 weeks earlier and 19.5% at the start of the year. Do you think that's a good trend or a bad trend? Number 20, one new poll shows that 76% of Americans believe the U.S. economy is still in recession. It's in depression. Recession would be a step up. So are the vast majority of Americans just stupid, or could we still actually be in a recession? No, they're watching the financial news programs and listening to U.S. news outlets. That's why they're stupid. Number 21, the bottom 40% of those living in the United States now collectively own less than 1%. You getting the ratios here? 40% of Americans living in the United States now collectively own less than 1% of the nation's wealth. So is Barack Obama's mantra, what is good for Wall Street is good for Main Street, actually true? You figure it out. Richard Russell, the famous author of the Dow Theory Letter, says the Americans should sell anything they can sell in order to get liquid because of the economic trouble that's coming. Do you think Richard Russell is delusional, or could he possibly have a point? Number 23, defaults on apartment building mortgages held by U.S. banks climbed to a record 4.6% in the first quarter of 2010. Number 24, in March, the price of fresh and dried vegetables in the United States soared 49.3%, the most in 16 years. Is that a sign of a healthy economy? And number 25 here. You can download these, print it off of our website, republicbroadcasting.org. The title of the story is 25 Questions to Ask Anyone Who's Delusional Enough to Believe That This Is an Economic Recovery, and It Is Real. Number 25, 1.41 million Americans filed for personal bankruptcy in 2009, a 32% increase over 2008. Not only that, more Americans filed for bankruptcy in March of 2010 rather, than during any month since U.S. bankruptcy law was tightened in October of 2005. Shouldn't we at least wait until the number of Americans filing for bankruptcy is not setting new all-time records before we even dare whisper the words, economic recovery? I would think so. Robbie, one more time with the Bob Chapman steal of the day.
BU, Swiss Helvetias, 0.18867, ounces pure gold, $275. Order 20 or more, and you will receive a free subscription to the International Forecaster and a fine ceramic mug, courtesy of RBM, by calling 1-800-691-7898. The numbers are limited.
You've only got 150 of them.
Yep. First come, first serve.
And those are minted between 1895 and 1930. And I'm a little confused here, Bob, when he says you can buy 20 of them for $5,500 delivered. That's your total price. How do you get 20 or more at $5,500? Wouldn't that cost them more money if they wanted more than 20?
Yes, it would.
Oh, well, see there? And I thought it was just a giveaway. 800-691-7898 to talk to the inimitable Ridgeback, Robbie Noel, which his program's coming up next after this one, on the flip side. One more call here, Steve in Texas. You got less than 2 minutes, my friend.
Robbie, I've seen the photographs of the funeral of this Eugene Terreblanche. Is that his name?
Terreblanche, yeah.
Yes, I was wondering, it looked like there was a large turnout for his funeral, and I know that he was macheted to death, and I just wanted to get your take on this man and what's going on in South Africa.
Your guess is as good as mine about the events surrounding his death. The official story was some of his farm laborers were upset because he hadn't paid them since December. And decided to seek revenge. Whether that's true or not, I've got no idea. But he did have a fairly large following amongst fellow Afrikaners. That's for sure.
Thank you very much.
All right. The rumor I heard, Bob, is they've had 30 years to sharpen their machetes and are waiting for Robbie to come back.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Steve. I appreciate your call. All right, gentlemen, we finished here a little early. Any parting shots?
Well, Robbie's answer to that is you never bring a knife to a gunfight.
Yeah, but how do they feel about firearms in South Africa, Robbie?
Well, it's very tough. Very hard to get a firearm in South Africa.
So you're going to bring a knife to a machete fight?
Yeah. Well, it's pretty much like English, Canadian laws.
Oh, boy. Well, better you than me.
And if you shoot someone over there, there's a good possibility that you will be put up on charges, even if you do shoot in self-defense.
Well, it's unfair to shoot somebody that's only wielding a machete. I mean, after all.
Yeah, well, that's the way they look at it.
Bob, any parting shots, my friend?
I saw it coming, and I left.
Short answer. I like it. All right, stay tuned. Coming up next, Robbie has another.
It's the Ridgeback Express.
Yeah, there you go. The Ridgeback, remuneration.
With a great interview with Eric Sprout of Sprout Asset Management.
Good.
Again, talking about J.P. Morgan and the silver short position.
Oh, boy. And by the way, folks, if you're having a hard time or you don't know where to get good quality .999 fine silver rounds, you can get them in the Andy Jackson coins, and on the back you'll just love it. Talking about the Fed Reserve, we need to rout them out. The quote is on the back of the coin. You can go up to the website or just give us a call here. 800-724-2719, but you can go right to the website to buy rolls of those Jacksons. Buy them now, folks, because when we've got Jackson 20-round or 20-count, containers of Jacksons, but, you know, we're asking $1,000, how attractive is that going to be? Get them now, folks, while the silver is still there. European rounds are running out, so give Robbie a call. He's only got 150. That's his allotment. That's what they are giving him. So make the call, 800-691-7898. Thank you, Mr. Chapman. See you next Tuesday. See you. See you on the dial in about a minute. Robbie, we'll see you tomorrow. Introducing the new Go